You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Jubal Show on demand. It's time. War of the Roses, only on the Jubal Show.
Gina is on the phone today for War of the Roses to catch a cheater, and she thinks that her boyfriend Samuel might be cheating on her. Regina, thank you for coming on the show. Sorry it has to be this way, but why don't you tell us what's going on? Why do you think Samuel's cheating?
Well, he has been distracted as of late anyhow, I feel like. And so I went to my regular psychic that I visit about every 4 months. And she suggested that, my husband has another woman in his life.
Oh.
I go to her every 4 months. She is my regular. She's my go-to person. She keeps me on track. Like, she's very on point with everything. So, of course, I'm going to be suspicious about it. And like I said, he has been acting distracted at home. So it's very disconcerting.
Was his actions the reasons why you started going to a psychic, or was it just because you wanted to go?
No. I go every 4 months.
Okay.
It's kind of like a routine for me, yeah.
Has the psychic ever talked about him before?
No. I mean, just to say, you know, that your husband obviously is like very loving and everything, which is obviously, but recently, yeah, but just this last time, you know, she was saying that she thinks that he has another woman, and it does ring true. So, because he's like, his actions are not as, I feel like I'm not coming first for some reason. It's a very weird vibe.
So what are the actions?
He's just not like putting me first. You know what I mean? Like normally it would be like, what can I get you for dinner? What can I do for you? And now it's nothing's planned. You know what I mean? He has nothing planned. I don't know. What are we going to do? He just seems very scattered, and I'm concerned. Because that's not how it is. Because I mean, I know it sounds like I'm spoiled, but he does wait on me like hand and foot. But as of late, he has not been. So,
have you said anything to your husband about this? And if you did, is he the type of person? Is he
scattered? And I'm concerned because that's not how it is. Because I mean, I know it sounds like I'm spoiled, but he does wait on me like hand and foot. But as of late, he has not been. So.
Have you said anything to your husband about this? And if you did, is he the type of person, is he a skeptic? Like, does he believe psychics at all? You know, how would he respond to this?
Well, right. He doesn't believe that I should go to this lady every 4 months. He thinks it's almost ridiculous. And if I said, oh, I think, you know, she thinks you're cheating on me, I think he would just say it was just all bull. You know, he doesn't believe in any of that.
Okay. I do totally believe in people having those abilities, but I also understand that, like, if he didn't, or even if he did, it would be easy to deflect. You know what I'm saying? Like, he'd be like, she doesn't know what she's
embarrassing. So,
questions that you did. Also, you said the psychic has a tendency, like, she has a pretty good track record. If she were to be wrong about this, how would that change your relationship with her in the future?
I think I've been going to her for years, so I think I'll still go to her.
Okay.
I mean, maybe she was just having a bad day and it's just like a misinterpretation or anything. I mean, I want her to be wrong in this case, yeah. Obviously.
I think we all do.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Okay. Well, you already told us what grocery store he shops at. We'll call him from there and do the usual. Say every single month we choose one random rewards card member who wins free flower delivery from our brand new floral department. And we'll see if he believes that and see if he sends the flowers to you or to somebody else, okay?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Maybe we should get your psychic on the phone and see if she'll tell us. Oh, yeah. She's right. That would take a lot of time.
We're not gonna do
that. Yeah. All right. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see if he is cheating right after this. Middle of War of the Roses to catch a cheater. If you're just joining us, Regina is on the phone and she thinks that her boyfriend Samuel might be cheating on her all because of her psychic.
Listen. Well,
not all because of the psychic, right, Regina?
No. Uh-huh. I mean, he's just been very distant. Not all just because of her.
But. Yeah. So he's been distant. His behavior's been a little bit different. Regina, it doesn't feel like a priority to him. And she went to a psychic who she goes to, you said, like once every 4 months or so.
Uh-huh.
And the psychic said that he has another woman in his life. Mm. And Regina has not talked to him about that. But we're about to call him from the grocery store that he's a rewards card member at and say that every single month we choose one random rewards member who wins free flowers delivered from our brand new and improved floral department.
Yep.
We'll see if he buys that and if he sends flowers to Regina or to somebody else. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to call him right now. Here we go.
Good luck.
Hello.
Hey, this is Jorbo calling from. Is this Samuel, one of our rewards card members?
Yes, it is.
Samuel, how are you today? I'm calling because I need to tell you, congratulations, you're this month's winner.
What did I win? What did I win?
The flowers.
I didn't realize that y'all did that. I knew nothing about that.
Yeah. Every single month, we choose one random rewards card member to say thank you for being such a loyal customer by giving them free flowers delivered from our brand new and improved floral department. 36 long stem red roses and a bear with a note attached.
36 and a bear?
Yeah. Hey, I'm calling because I need to tell you, congratulations, you're this month's winner.
What did I win? What did I win?
The flowers.
I didn't realize that y'all did that. I knew nothing about that.
Yeah. Every single month, we choose one random rewards card member to say thank you for being such a loyal customer by giving them free flowers delivered from our brand new and improved floral department. 36 long stem red roses and a bear with a note attached.
36 and a bear?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. I
congratulations.
Like it. Thanks a lot.
To get this all done, it just will take a few minutes. Like I said, I would need the name, first and last, of the person you want to send them to. Anything you want to write on a card. Like I said, the bear has a card. We can do a card for any occasion. And then the address, and you get a confirmation when it's been sent out, get a confirmation when it has been delivered, and it will not look like it came from the grocery store. It'll look like it came from you.
Okay. Oh, I'm going to send them to my wife, Regina.
Okay. And do you want to put a card with it?
Of course.
I feel like you just.
Well, what happened, I daddy?
I think you've. I feel like you've just been a little bit distracted, though. These last, like, well, you know.
Well, you know, you and my sister don't get along, and I was trying to figure out how to maybe bring you two together, just to let you know that you know we got a niece coming, you know, and that's pretty much it. You know how y'all two never get along, so.
Well, I know.
I was trying to figure it out.
Yeah, but you should know that I would love to know. I mean, I'm very excited that there's a baby coming in the family.
But y'all
I
can't
love
stand
that.
Each other.
You should know better.
Y'all can't stand each other. Y'all don't get along.
Yeah, but we can bond over a baby.
And really, and to think that I'm just cheating, like, where would you get something like that from? My God.
So Monique said that there is another girl that you've been thinking about.
Monique,
and that's
psychic?
What got me concerned. Yes.
Oh, my God. Are you still seeing this girl? Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, go on, actually. But she got me real concerned.
I told you that woman does not know what she's talking about. Right.
She does sometimes, in all fairness.
I can tell you better than her. I'm a better psychic than she is.
She said another woman. I mean, kind of, right?
I mean, she said girl. I just assumed it was a woman.
Wow. That is really
apparently,
crazy.
I'm sorry. I just assumed it was another woman, but no, it's not. She was right.
Can we save some money for the next 4 months? Can we save money for the next 4 months, please? And baby, how much do you even pay this woman?
It's $80 for like a half hour and then plus tips.
$80 for a half hour. Why don't you Venmo me $40 and you don't even have to give me a tip? How about that?
Right.
And I'll tell you everything you need to know. And I'll tell you I'm not cheating all day long. Hey, Jubal.
Yeah, what's up?
I want to show you my psychic abilities, okay. If you got a problem with that.
No.
Yeah, good. Okay. Okay, I see that there is no flowers that's going to be coming our way in the near future.
No, there is not.
Yeah, you figured that part out. Flowers.
Hey, the psychic should have told you that.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess there goes that $40.
The Jubal Show on demand.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.